I'm taking stock of what I'm doing with my time in this period of having the DYCP funding. So I'm doing lots of journaling. Lots of ideas are coming up. I'm finding it really mentally liberating to be able to put things in one particular space. And then I've started doing a thematic analysis of those things at a later date. So having a gap between writing things down and then having once a fortnight or so looking through what's going on and picking out themes. And another way that I'm doing it is to look over what I've been doing and where I've been creatively over the past week. So this is one of those. So in the last week, in terms of activities, I co-delivered with my wonderful colleague Anna Dolphin some internal facilitator training with Music for Connection, the organisation that I founded 10 years ago. And it was really wonderful to be in a room with those people with all their different amazing skills, and that's worthy of another audio clip. I ran a singing session in the local community centre. People of all ages came to that, including somebody who has great grandchildren and somebody who brought their 9-month-old child, and did 2 sessions in hospital, had supervision, clinical supervision. On Friday, I had a DYCP reflection day. And this is something, my DYCP is about creative sustainability. And I've been really learning more about what that means to me, including and beyond what I put in my application form. One of the things creative sustainability looks like to me is basic, is putting basic practices in place around self-care, for example, around practicing my craft, around reflection processes. So a friend of mine is away at the moment, and he offered me his yurt to have this day in, which was just absolutely amazing, not very far away from where I live. So I went to the yurt, to Dilik. I walked across the field of friendly sheep and went into the yurt, and it's a beautiful space, and I planned it out in advance with the help of my mentor Catherine Zezerson, and planned it out in advance and then prepared for it, which was really, really important. So it was really structured with flexibility in it. I did yoga, I walked, I did some reflection, I did some really good practice around Evelyn Glennie, inspired. Evelyn Glennie's Touch the Sound, where she talks about hearing and listening with the whole of her body. And I felt I was able to do that. I was exploring that on Friday. And what I was finding was that an F on the cello is very close to, well, obviously an F and an F sharp is pretty close. And I was finding when I was playing the F that it was making my right foot vibrate. And when I was playing the F sharp, this is on the C string, it was making my left foot vibrate. So it was making my feet vibrate. And just being with the process of that, that's just attention to the moment that helped me discover that. And attention to the moment is really at the centre of all this. I love the way my mind works. And also it's really busy a lot of the time. And when I'm able to give things full attention, then my mind isn't active. And that is a real gift. The present moment is a real gift. I got so much from that on Friday that I was able to move things around a bit on Monday so I could go back to the yurt. And it rained, and the sound of the rain was beautiful, and the breeze and the aspen leaves.